What's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic? Another Wednesday. Really, really, really awesome. And I know, like, everything is going to be amazing. And, yo, I even got, I'm out of words. See, even the sentence phrase is coming out interesting. But, like I said, it's another awesome, amazing Wednesday. Yes, I even had to take time for you to actually hear what I'm saying. But my awesome, amazing weekend last week was awesome. I wonder how yours was. I want you to actually be in a position where you're interacting with me, you're letting me know what's happening, you're letting me know what you want me to talk about. But today we're going to be talking about the fact that it's going to be very, very interesting. But the topic itself, as you saw, it's written, Eminem has corona. We're talking about the rap god. He has corona. Did you hear that? That's the topic. So now my question is, do you think the topic is true or it's false? What do you think? Do you think the topic is actually true or it's false? Does Eminem really, really have corona? Or is this a conspiracy theory or statement? In fact, is it a hypothesis? If you don't know what a hypothesis is a statement that has not been proven to be true. Yes, it's a statement that is still to be discovered if it's true or false. So is it a hypothesis or is it really, really the truth? So does Eminem really have corona, or is this a conspiracy theory, hypothesis, whatever you want to name it? Let me know what is actually happening. Comment, let me know what you think about the topic, share. And yeah, there's a lot of things that I am going to talk about. There's a lot of things that I'm going to need you to speak to me about, respond, and let me know what you think about it. So yeah, this show is going to be really, really amazing. But like I said, the topic itself is Eminem has corona. So is it true? Because if you look around, the coronavirus is doing some interesting stuff. And yeah, there's like a lot of interesting things that are happening around the world. One thing I do know for sure is that they're not telling us the full picture. There's like some interesting lies that they're telling everybody. And it's deep. It's really deep. So just make sure that your mind is open. Your mind is awake. Make sure that your mind is woke. Yes. Make sure that you are awake, you are aware of what is happening, and yeah, interact, communicate, let me know what's happening, comment, like, share, get people exposed to the show. Eminem has corona. We'll be back after this. I will be back after this. You will be back after this. Awesome, amazing.
Hi, this is Gavin Ensign, and you're tuned in to Active FM.
Generation that lives
Eminem has Corona. There's actually a lot of things that are actually involved in this, and it's really, really interesting because I love the topic and I find it to be a very interesting topic. But at the end, I would actually love to stick on the topic, like the statement itself, and, you know, just gaze on it and get information and speak about different things, different perspective, you know, the word and all the stuff concerning the statement itself of Eminem having Corona. So if it was true, I want to speak about the stuff from that side. And if it was not true, if it was false, I want to speak about other stuff as well. It's going to be the Bible involved and all those things. So it's really, really interesting. But now I even ran across a topic itself, a question. Before I even go into Eminem having Corona, I want to obviously touch on the coronavirus itself, you know, the Corona outbreak. And there's like a lot of information and things being said about it and all those stuff. And one of the questions that someone asked was, what is the coronavirus and what should I do if I have the symptoms? So my next question is, do you know what it is and do you even know the symptoms? Because if you don't know, then you need to find out. You literally need to know what is happening. Like, there's a lot of things involved. And what are the symptoms caused by the virus? Like, if you actually look, what are the symptoms? And if you go to obviously the past reports that have been mentioned and all the stuff, there was a reporter, doctor in China, and he actually spoke about the symptoms. You know, he spoke about what the symptoms are and how it spreads, and when should you call a doctor, you know, and all the stuff. And that's what they basically spoke about. And looking at the symptoms, so what are the symptoms this coronavirus causes? Causes. So if you heard causes, that is obviously what's the topic phrase for causes. So like we create our own stuff here. But now when you look at the virus actually can cause pneumonia. So if you find yourself in a position where you got pneumonia, hey, the virus can cause that. So you literally need to examine yourself, do some tests and all those stuff. And those who have basically fallen ill, you know, are actually reported to suffer coughs, fevers, you know, breath difficulties, you know, breathing difficulties, you know. And I even got exposed to one video of a lady who ended up getting the virus, and she was explaining that she just started feeling like the lungs are failing, you know. There's like, yeah, difficulty in her breathing, and before she could go to the toilet, which wasn't far, it was basically in the same room, like she couldn't go like to the toilet with pains and all those stuff before she could go to the toilet, and she was fine. But now she found herself in a position where it feels like she can't breathe, she feels like the lungs are now, you know, they failing and all those stuff, and it's hard, it's difficult for her to go to the toilet, you know, from her bed, which never used to happen. So you find yourself in those positions where you actually having a fever, coughs, yeah, difficulty in breathing, you know, like all of this stuff. Like in actually severe cases, they can actually be organ failures, and it makes sense because it's a virus. Like the virus attacks the whole body, and your whole body is made out of cells, so that's something that you should understand. And yeah, that's basically what is happening, and those are like the symptoms of the virus. And as this is a viral, you know, pneumonia causing virus, you actually need to be in a position where you get hold of a doctor, get antibiotics. And one of the things that they did say is antibiotics are actually not of any use, so if you use them, they actually won't help. That's what they said. But think about it, it's actually cells that are involved, like the cells. I believe that the reason why they're saying that is because they probably don't know the cure, they don't have the cure. And if they do have the cure, like I said, there's lies going around, so they wouldn't want to tell us because they don't want us to be in a position where we cured, you know. And there's a lot of people involved in the making of this virus, and the reason why they're involved is because they want to control the world's population, you know, size and all the stuff, which is scary. And at the same time, yo, if you are a Christian, you should be in a position where you strengthen and all those stuff. So yeah, that is basically what is happening. So those are like the few symptoms that you actually find, yeah, if you have that virus. And the antiviral drug we have obviously against flu will not work. So that's the other thing that you should understand. And basically the recovering depends on the strength of the system, the immune system. So there are many who have died, and they were already in poor health state and all the stuff. So you obviously got all of these things that are involved. And yo, it's deep, but I'm gonna get into more of it after this awesome, amazing music.
Hey, it's me again. My boyfriend's out of town for the weekend, and I was just wondering if you'd like to come over, come through, call me back when you get this.
We're too close, girl, you know the deal. Your room smoked, I don't even know it's real. Girl, you gotta chill, cause you don't want the most. I'm just tryna keep it real, cause I know the cost. It's like that, shit like that, it's like that. I'm just tryna keep it real, like that, just like that, shit like that. This temptation is a kill, like that. Girl, you fine, and you know it. Got me having second thoughts about what's bringing me joy. Feeling unemployed, cause I can't serve two masters. You worry about now, I'm more concerned with after. Where's my pastor? Might need mama too, to pray about some things I'm trying not to do. Man, my spirit's willing, but my flesh is too weak. Man, these moments I've been dreading like I'm Tunchi. We too close, girl, you know the deal. The room smoked, I don't even know it's real. Girl, you gotta chill, cause you don't want much. I'm just tryna keep it real, cause I know the cost. It's like that, just like that. It's like that. I'm just tryna keep it real, like that. Just like that. Just like that. Cause this temptation, it'll kill, like that. Why she tryna get me? Oh, she got me twisted, yeah. Think they going there, they don't like to listen, yeah. Sometimes I'm one to blame, too. I picked up the phone when I should've let it rain through. I know what I gotta do, seems cutting you off only logical. I'm too willing like bicycle, it's mandatory, not optional. And yeah, you right, none of us are perfect. Only difference is that I know my purpose. We're too close, girl, you know the deal. The room smoked, I don't even know it's real. Girl, you gotta chill, cause you don't want the most. I'm just tryna keep it real, cause I know the cost. It's like that, shit like that. It's like that. I'm just tryna keep it real, like that. Just like that. Like that, cause this temptation, it'll kill, like that.
Hey guys, listen, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back.
Get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
So, like, looking at the virus itself, and they say that obviously you recovering is depending on the system. Now, I actually think it makes sense because when they were making this thing, they were making it in China. And, you know, in China, like, yeah, they obviously got technology and all those stuff. But majority of the time, health-wise, you know, like people, they're not really that strong, you know, immune system-wise. So from my side, I actually personally think that they were targeting the people that have a weak immune system. They knew that if you give those people and they get exposed to this virus, based on their weak immune system, the virus is going to take them out, you know. It's actually going to take them out. And that's what I actually believe. Yeah, happened in that situation. But there's obviously other stuff as well that are involved, because they were saying obviously that it's just strictly Chinese people that they wanted to take out, and it was designed for Chinese people. But there, I believe, is like, it's complete garbage, because if you are a human being, you have cells, and every single human being has cells in their body. Their whole body is made out of cells, and a cell is a cell. There's no weak type of, like, look, obviously you got weak cells, but the fact that it's a cell, it means that if you send a virus, it will get exposed to the virus. And one thing that I am not ignorant of is the cell, the body itself will defend itself against the virus. But a virus is meant to corrupt a cell, you know, destroy a cell, break the cell, kill the cell. That is basically what's happening. It's like the HIV virus and all those other viruses that exist. But yeah, this coronavirus, I believe that it's not gonna really go, yeah, be what would I say? Okay, there's a lot of things that I would wanna use as the proper word. But let's look at, for example, the Ebola thing. The Ebola thing came out, and then yeah, it tried to shake the world and all those stuff, and then yeah, disappeared. And then you got the Flacca situation that came out, tried to shake the world as well, and then guess what, disappeared. So now we got corona here, and people are dying according to them, because we really don't know what the news is telling us, if it's true or false, because there's a lot of things that they lie to us. But looking on the other side, if you end up in a position where you do get the symptoms of the coronavirus, the question is, should you go to the doctor if you have a cough? So that's the question. But now, if you obviously go to the UK and all those stuff, you know, when you look at the doctors, they like actually give medical advice, you know, and their medical advice is that if you have recently traveled from areas affected by the coronavirus, you should basically stay indoors and avoid contact with other people as you would, yeah, with the flu, you know, if you have a flu. So you should actually do that. And secondly, you should actually call the NHS, you know, basically 111 to inform them of your recent travel to the area. Which, yo, like thinking of this thing, South Africa just imported, like, not imported, received South Africans that were out of the country, that were in a place where there was this coronavirus, and they just entered the country 2 days ago. This thing, hey, I was like, they're thinking, no man, we don't want those people. They must stay there. When the coronavirus is gone, then they can come. But guess what? They're in the country. They're in the country within the, in fact, less days than the amount of days that they were saying that they should stay there for, so that they know that they don't have the virus. Imagine. Really imagine. Like, this is literally what is happening. That's why I'm saying the news is probably hiding a lot of things from us, and there's a lot of things that they're not telling us. So yo, it's deep, hey, it's actually deep. And one of the questions that I have is basically the virus being transmitted from one person to another person, like what's really happening? And there was also a question that was asked as well, like it's the same question that I had, but I didn't know it was asked. And when I got exposed to the question, I was like, okay, that is the same question that I had. And then when I tried to find out, like, did they answer the question or what happened, you know, and what has been happening and all those stuff. And obviously with that question was also how many people are affected in the world because of this thing, you know, what's happening. And the question that I found was the same question, and the interesting part was it was answered. And when I looked at the answer was interesting, because when I read the answer, it actually said Chinese's National Health, you know, Commission has confirmed human-to-human transmission. Now, that's basically how it gets transmitted. So contact with other humans, and they basically have been such transmissions elsewhere, you know, like there's been people who has transmitted the virus the same way, and it's scary. It's actually scary. So there's all of these things. And when I come back from the short break, which is a drop type of break, yeah, I'm gonna give you the last thing, which is obviously about Eminem having the coronavirus and how many people have been affected with this virus in the world.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius, and Christ music is hot music. This is Active FM. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah.
So looking at how many people have been affected by this, like the virus itself, when you actually look at it, like there's reporters, you know, that are giving figures and all those stuff. I believe the figures are inaccurate. If this virus is really killing people, the figures are really inaccurate. There's probably people that they're not telling us that actually got the virus, and the reason why they're not telling us is because they don't want the whole country, the whole world to panic, let me put it that way. Because if the whole world panics, you know, borders are closing and all those stuff, money is not coming in, money is not going out, stuff like that. And the countries that are better off without other countries, they will obviously prosper. Countries that need other countries, they will crumble, because the countries that they need are not giving anything or receiving anything, you see. So there's all of these different things happening. But when you look at it, the reporters actually said that on the 3rd of March, the outbreak affected more than 89,000 people globally, not just locally or in some area, no, globally. We're talking about around the world. 89,000 people globally. Now, this is deep. When you actually go in it, it actually says there was a total death toll in excess of 3,000. That's what they said. Like, it was deep. It was actually deep. Like, those are the figures that they're giving. So there's a possibility that they're hiding things from us. They are really hiding things from us. Because when you look at more of the research, they speak about the mainland in China, you know. And in the mainland, there was obviously 80,151 that were confirmed cases. and over 400,000 people have recovered. That's what they're saying. They're saying that 400,000 people have recovered. So according to them, they're saying those 400,000 people have strong immune system, and that is why they recovered. And 2,943, which is basically 3.6%, have died. That is what they're saying. So over 125 deaths have occurred outside of China. That's what they said. So I don't believe this. I believe that there's things that they're hiding that we actually do need to know. But there is the information that we are being given. Like, we are being given that information. The coronavirus has spread to more than 60 other countries. The worst affected includes South Korea. Yep. And that is basically near 5,000 cases. Imagine 5,000 cases. And Iran obviously also is covered with 1,500 cases. Now that is basically what is happening. They are like, literally there have been over 40 recorded cases and no fatality to do, like, with the date in the UK. Like, literally, that is what is happening. I'm even running out of words to say, but this is basically what is happening. So, going to the statement itself, Eminem has corona. Does Eminem really have corona? Like, if you actually know, yeah, like, Eminem himself, Eminem does not have corona. But now, imagine if he had to be in a position where he has corona. What will the Illuminati industry be of use to him? What will his money be of use to him? Everything he has, what will it be of use to him? Money can't buy corona away. Money can't buy his health back, because corona's got him. Now, if that was the truth, like, literally, there is a situation that he was going to be in. And in that situation, what do you do? That's the question. What do you do in that situation? So you should also sit down and think about it. What would you do, you see? Like, literally, what would you do? So there's all of these different things that are really, really happening. And it's like scary. It's really, really scary. But as a Christian, you're supposed to be in a position where you like, people are going down, faith is being lost. But as a Christian, I'm going to rise up, bring heaven on earth, and I'm going to stand firm on my faith. That is the position that you should be in. So do not forget to catch the shows on www.activefm.co.za. Go on to Ayono, or the website that I just gave you, and you'll find the shows there. There's obviously Sporting Base and all of these different sports show, movie show. Everything is there. Like, go and enjoy. Really go and enjoy. Like this show, share this show. And we got DJ of the month, so please do vote for myself and whoever that you think is the best DJ. I will see you next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.